Hi guys, it's Jack here from PI Live USA coming to your podcast ears. If you don't already know, PI Live USA is the leading event for those working in the affiliate, influencer and partnership marketing space, taking place in Miami on April 16th to 18th this year. If you're a retailer, agency, tech platform, affiliate, publisher or creator, this is the place for you to connect with like-minded individuals, learn from leaders in the industry and ignite profitable partnerships. Head to performanceinn.live/USA to get your tickets and join us at the new home of partnership marketing.
You are listening to the Rick McGinnis Show podcast, where Rick and his guests talk all things affiliate program management. No topics are off limits. Want to learn proven tips and strategies to grow an affiliate program? Look no further. Now here's your host, Rick McGinnis.
Welcome back. This newest episode of the Rick McGinnis Show is going to be with Frederick Jean-Bart. He is the owner of Performance Partners. They are an affiliate marketing agency that manages D2C e-commerce brands. Frederick, nice to meet you. And also, thanks for coming on.
Hey, Rick, nice to meet you. And thanks for having me on here. I'm pretty excited to join the podcast.
I've been following your stuff on LinkedIn, and the information you provide is top notch, and I really do appreciate it. Because there's things that you learn, even if you think you know everything, you still learn things. But I appreciate you sharing everything.
Thanks. Not easy coming up with ideas. It's a work in progress for me.
No, it's not. And especially with this podcast, they're trying to come up with like guests and then figuring out what they want to talk about. And it's always something to think about. But as long as you're adding value, which you are, that's all that matters. And it's not self-serving. And that's the way I look at it. If it's all about me and you, it's like no one wants to hear that.
Right. Exactly.
So introduce yourself. Who are you? How did you start out affiliate? And yeah, so that the audience get a little bit about who you are.
Sure. So my name's Fred Jean-Bart. I got into affiliate marketing over 15 years ago, which seems like ages ago. Throughout that time, I've worked on the affiliate network side, managing affiliates and brands. I've worked on the brand side, building and managing programs. And I've also been an affiliate myself. So I've worked in all facets of the business and started my own agency called Performance Partners, where we focus on helping D2C e-com brands, specifically in the health, wellness, fitness, beauty, and gadget space. We help them manage and scale their affiliate programs. So that's a little bit on myself. In terms of my journey in affiliate marketing, it's a little bit different than I would say a lot of the other agencies in the industry, primarily because I come from, you know, subset of affiliate marketing where we focus on affiliate media buyers. So I could talk a little bit more. I don't want to jump the gun.
Yes, that's what we're going to get into today is like the media buying part of it, where it's not the traditional way that people, when they think of affiliates, they don't think of the media buying side of it. They think of like coupon deal sites, content producers, influencers, all that stuff. But yeah, we're going to get into that. So I want to touch about on your, like the types of clients you work with and like the beauty, health and wellness, fitness, things like that. I saw you made a post or made a comment on LinkedIn, I think it was, about you use a certain platform or you prefer a certain platform, Square Dance, is it?
Yeah.
I just want to know, why is that? I go, why do you prefer them over others?
Yeah. So that's a good question. So with affiliate media buyers, I'll explain a little bit. So affiliate media buyer is any affiliate who will promote your links on paid social, paid search, display. They'll use their own money so it's strictly performance basis to run the ads. And a lot of times these types of affiliates are actually just agencies. So some of the best affiliate media buyers that we work with are agencies that probably, you know, a lot of brands work with and pay high retainers for, but they will work on a performance basis to run these affiliate campaigns.
Kind of like I Am Wave, kind of like that.
Yeah. So like it could be agencies, it can be individual media buyers, but the main thing that separates them is it's an arbitrage. So they're trying to acquire customers for less than they're getting paid for it. So for example, if an affiliate program pays $60 per customer or order, then that affiliate is going to try and acquire customers on Facebook for, you know, less than $60, $50, $40. That's where they make their margin. And with these type of affiliates, there are certain things that they need that other traditional affiliates, let's say, don't. So as you can imagine, cost to acquire customers on paid social are very expensive. And so the whole model there is those platforms reward you with cheaper traffic costs, so cheaper clicks, cheaper CPMs, the higher the conversion rate. So there's a really important focus on building out direct response landing page. With all of the top affiliate programs on SquareDance, you'll get your traditional links to the homepage or to the product page. But then on top of that, each brand, especially the ones that are successful, will build out landing pages, whether it's like a pre-sale or advertorial, or they'll build out a bundles page that highlights the hero product, just really incentivize that customer to purchase today. SquareDance also has, the brands on there have much more focus on direct response creatives. So you need your UGC, you need like your quick cuts. Again, these are all, the strategy is direct response, getting that customer to purchase today. So that's another thing that differentiates them. And then I would say the last thing is payment terms. So SquareDance is one of the very few platforms out there that'll pay affiliates on a weekly basis, which is massive, right? Like no other affiliate network or platform does that really. So they focus on those media buyers who are spending a lot, especially the big ones. They can get up to like 5-6 figures spend on a weekly basis. And so they need that cash flow back in. And so SquareDance allows them to do that. And then there's a lot of other reasons like technical. There's a lot more data points that these affiliates need access to in terms of pixels and targeting that a publisher or a coupon site doesn't need to. So to like summarize that, no big affiliate media buyer works on the big platform. So they don't work with CJ or Impact or ShareSale. They just don't have the technology in place and the offer is in place for them to be successful.
Now, when you work with these media buyer publishers, is it kind of like a post-backs too? Do they do that post-back stuff?
Yeah, a lot of post-backs, or sometimes they can place their like Facebook pixel or TikTok pixel directly, but they need to be able to track multi-events within the funnels as well. And so SquareDance does a really good job with that.
What you just said makes sense because most of these big networks like the ShareSales and CJs, they can't accommodate that.
No, it's like, if it's funny because the affiliate media buyer world, when talking to brands and other agencies, nobody really talks about it. It's less known, but they're massive. You know, we have our own, you know, there's Affiliate World. There's a lot of other affiliate shows with thousands, tens of thousands of people that attend. You know, that generates billions of dollars in revenue a year. What I'm trying to do is bridge the gap between the D2C e-com world and this subset of affiliates. They can really drive scale for clients.
Perfect. So getting back to these media buyers that obviously they use their own funds to do this. So with like Instagram and Facebook and just the cost skyrocketing, what have you seen the media buyers doing to adjust? Like what have they done on their end to make this fruitful? Because it takes more to acquire a customer now. So do they negotiate with the brands more or how does that work?
Yeah. So I think I could talk about this all day. So first off, you just cannot compare an affiliate media buyer who's using their own money versus a media buyer who works at an agency who's using their client's money. Like it just does not compare because that affiliate is on the clock at all times, right? And they need to convert right away. They don't have the luxury of driving interest or brand awareness. They only get paid when there's a sale come through. So they're very good at driving up performance, improving the conversion rate, which lowers their traffic costs. So that's how they're able to get around that. And how they do that is they build out their own unique content, right? So the good ones can build out their own landing pages. The good ones can build out their own video creatives. And then once they find program or a segment or a placement that's profitable, they have the ability to scale. I think that's the best part about working with your traditional affiliates that basically get the majority of their traffic from organic channels, right? You can't just get them to scale. It takes time. With the affiliate media buyers, if they find a way to be profitable in your campaign, all they have to do is double, triple, increase the ad spend, and they can bring that scale in quickly. So that's the benefit of working with these. One of the benefits. One is scale. And two is it's like when you have a really good program with media buyers, you're working with multiple little mini agencies that are specialized in different channels. So you may have one agency that's on YouTube, another on Facebook, another on display, another on email. And they each have their own process and way of targeting and acquiring customers. And a lot of times they'll unlock new customer segments for you. So, you know, whereas the traditional way of not just building an affiliate program, but also managing your acquisition channels is you work with one agency or you have one internal team, and they'll run on Facebook and they'll run on Google and whatnot. Sometimes they may not think of targeting this other type of customer segment. So you get to work with a team of agencies is the best way to describe it.
Yeah, and it's not just some guy off the street either. They know what they're doing. They have a plan. And like you said, it's their own money and they're going to try and get the ROI as quickly as possible. That's the bottom line.
And that's the key thing to take away from this. It's their own money, right? Like if you think about it, it's hard to spend 5-6 figures a week or a month, right? I'm not taking that away from anyone, but it's a lot harder when it's your own money. Like it's a whole different ball game. You have to be good. You have to know what you're doing. Can't just take days off. You can't take time off. You know, if a campaign for some reason starts tanking and you could potentially lose all of your profits for the day, well then, you know, that's going to really hurt your business. And so I always tell people, it's like, there's this little known thing that nobody talks about in the affiliate industry. It's that influencers and content creators, publishers, they are no longer on a performance basis. The majority of them are on some type of flat fee, upfront payment, sponsored post basis. Like people still talk about these affiliates in a performance basis, but that's like 5, 6, 7 years ago. It's no longer the case. You could talk to an influencer who has 1,000 followers and they'll want, you know, $500, $1,000. And you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do.
But these media buyers are the last true performance marketer. They all work on a performance basis. They all use their own money.
That takes a lot of grit, really. It's just a lot of confidence in themselves, knowing that they're going to put their money where their mouth is, pretty much. And because we've worked with, over the years, we've worked with mostly paid search partners. And I know they always get up from us at the beginning, like conversion rate and projections and things like that, average order value, so they can do their math and see what it's going to take. And the minute it doesn't start working, they immediately cut it off because they can't afford to let it go. And at first, when I first started working with them, this is many years ago, I'd be like, what the heck? I'm like, why'd you just cut it off? And they're like, well, it's not working. We're losing money. And I never understood it when I was new to this, but now I totally get it. And I don't blame them one bit.
Yeah. And you know, the reality is the majority of programs that they test with their own money don't work in the beginning, especially. The majority of the time they're losing money, but the name of the game is, in order for them to hit that gold mine, they have to keep testing and keep losing money. So that's another thing in terms of like their mentality is they lose a lot of money.
For some people, that's not a fun thing to think about, really. So these media buyers, like, you don't go into specifics on how you do it, but how do you build connections with these people? Like, where do you find them at? Like, do they just show up at your door, or do you actually actively look for them?
Yeah, so that's a good question. So one, it's hard, right? Like they aren't out there advertising themselves. It's the hardest type of affiliate to find. Two, obviously, I've been in this industry for a while, so I have a lot of good relationships. But a platform like SquareDance, they actually have a marketplace similar to some of the other platforms out there where you can just reach out to them. You can see who are the ones that have generated $9, $10, $15 million in revenue and reach out to them. Now, here's the little caveat. They're probably not going to respond to you because they're getting hit up by everyone, right? And so that's why, you know, I always say the most important thing for an affiliate program to be successful is you need to work with high quality affiliates. It's not the little affiliates that are just like going to waste your time and drive one or two sales a day that are going to move the needle. You need to work with the good ones, the big ones. And you know, even in a platform like SquareDance, where you can just contact them yourselves, you have to come to them with a good offer. You know, you have to understand the things that make them excited and get them excited. And so for us as an agency, what we do is if we're approaching some of these partners, they know that our campaigns are going to have multiple landing pages. They're going to have really good creative. They're going to have a good and attractive payout. We're going to negotiate for them. Right? We're going to give them some type of exclusivity or some type of test budget, maybe, or something to separate ourselves from all the noise of all the other brands that are just giving them garbage offers. And so it really comes down to what I would say. There are two things that separate our agency from a lot of the ones out there. Number one is the partners we work with and specialize in, which are the media buyers. And two is we just take a sales focus to it. So we get on the phones with these affiliates. We have face-to-face contact. And we sell them and get them excited, and we make deals in terms of getting them to join and test these affiliate programs. Otherwise, it's really hard because they're getting bombarded with messages. Like if you're an affiliate on SquareDance and you've generated $15 million in revenue, and it says it there, I think every single brand on the platform is hitting you up. And so they have this moat, this like 20-foot-tall like fence. It's impenetrable. Unless you have a relationship or unless you come in there with something really exciting and enticing for them.
Well, that's what it comes down to. The entire affiliate industry is based on relationships. That's what I believe. No matter if you're working with content producers, coupon sites, whatever it is built on a relationship. Because you can't just expect an affiliate, just you reach out to them, say, hey, here's the offer, put it up and go to walk. It just doesn't happen like that. It just, and that's the problem though. A lot of brands think that's how it works. Mm-hmm. And people like you and your agency, you're actually doing the hard work. You're actually sitting down with these affiliates, media buyers, and talking to them and seeing what they want and what you can get for them. And that goes like missing in a lot of this, where the brands just assume that they build it and everyone will just come to it.
I always say brands think if you build it, they will come. And Guess what? It's the tire kickers that'll come. It's the ones that will generate zero sales for you. They'll come. So I always tell brands, you have to have an outbound strategy. You know, you're not just gonna, like, unless you're top tier, Nike, Sephora, and you launch an affiliate program, of course you're gonna get people. But like any other brand, like, the affiliates may not even know you have an affiliate program, you know?
Yeah. And if your brand's not well known, it's just another thing. It's like, why should the affiliate take a chance with your brand? It's just, that's another thing, is like the brand equity and the brand visibility. It's like many of these brands are relatively unknown. They're smaller. They're not the Nikes of the worlds. And you can't just expect someone just to outlay their own cash in hopes that maybe they'll get a couple conversions out of it. It's just not how it works. And over the years, I believe relationships have become even more important in this space, even before the pandemic and all that. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. And it's like, even to circle back to like traditional affiliates, like your content creators and your publishers, it takes time for them to create content, in all fairness, right? To validate. So to tell them to just work on a performance basis when you don't even know if you have a product market fit, you know, and they create this content or they publish a review article that generates no sales, and it's not their fault. It's like, you just don't know what you're doing yet. You're not ready yet. Like, that's another thing that we see a lot of, is brands hear about affiliate marketing and they're like, oh, it's performance basis. Yeah, we're going to start with that. And, you know, their conversion rate is terrible. They have no like email marketing strategy. They have no SEO strategy. Their pay ads isn't dialed in yet. And so we turn a lot of business away because we say, you're not ready for affiliate marketing yet. And that's just us. We believe that's like the good way to do business, because if you're not able to get conversions yourself, then how are you going to expect this affiliate to do that for you? You know, that's not what they're there for.
And then you're going to burn relationships.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All of them. The whole ship's going down. And then you're going to come back later and be like, hey, no, we fixed it. We figured something out. And they're going to be like, nah.
No, well, not even that. Not even with that one brand. But like, if you say, hey, affiliate partner, here's one. And then they're going to be like, I don't trust Frederick anymore. It's like, he screwed me on the last one.
Right. Yeah. Which is a reality that happens. And that's why, like, you have to be very selective with who you work with. At least we are, because we want it to work. You know, we care about the relationships we have with the affiliates. Like you said, it all comes down to relationships. So you have to like really value them.
Well, it's funny going back to the traditional content producers that you send a sample to and they do content, and that whole process could take months.
Right.
And it's just like, and getting the brands to understand, hey, this could take like 4 to 6 weeks, maybe longer, just depending on where you are in their queue to do the review. And they got to try the product first. And it might be just a multiple step product. And it just could become a disaster quick if expectations aren't set either. That's another thing. Expectations for the brand and the affiliates got to be set at the beginning, so that no one's coming to you saying, what the hell's going on here? Like, why aren't they performing?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I totally agree. I mean, let me ask you this question. I find the hardest part about what we do in the affiliate world is that an affiliate program takes time. You can see results, you can get revenue in the door, and but like, we're talking about significant revenue. It takes time, you know? And so we have to manage expectations between, okay, yes, we can do this, you know, we're going to get results for you quickly, but also it's going to take time. And that's something that I find is very challenging. I know there's probably a lot of other industries that face that as well, but like you said, like, you're, when you can work with like a really big publisher or content site, and they may take months, right? And some clients may not be patient enough, to wait that long to see the results. And so that's a real challenge we have, but that's also another reason why we really lean into the media buyers, because at least with them, we can see results a lot quicker.
Yeah, because when I'm talking to brands, I always preface it by saying, look, this is not going to happen overnight. You got to give it 3 to 4 months to really get its bearings and get going. And after that, you'll have a better idea of where it's headed. But anything less than that, you're just cutting it short and you're not giving it enough time. And most of them understand that. But there's a few that you tell them, and then 6 weeks later, they're like, what's going on here? And it's like, well, I guess you weren't listening when we had the initial conversation. Because I tell everyone that now, because like I don't want to have that conversation again, because I'm like, up front, this is what we discussed kind of thing. And
yeah,
it's sad that you have to do it, but it happens so many times. You learn the hard way, unfortunately.
You do, you know?
Yeah, it's one of those things where you want to give everyone the benefit of the doubt, but then when you do, you end up getting burnt. But it happens in any business, not just affiliate. But getting to your point, though, is like getting results quick. Affiliate is not that. If you're expecting that, you're in the wrong business. But like Facebook and like the media buyers, they can get it quicker. And if that's something that as an affiliate program you're interested in doing, pursue it. But to expect the content creators and the influencers to really drive your business to 6-7 figures quickly, it's unrealistic.
Yeah, even with the media buyers, it takes time, because it's like what we do with these media buyers is really just, it's growth work, right? It's like, okay, this angle isn't working. This creative works. Build more landing pages with this angle and this creative. Can we do another offer? And you don't just start. I've never worked on an affiliate program, regardless of affiliate type, where it was a grand slam right out the gate. Never. Just like, if there was one, I'm sure it exists. I'm sure it happens. But I would say, in general, like, we can agree that that's a rare case. Every single program takes time, because it's like a process.
Yeah, it probably happens. Like that example probably happens with larger brands.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Just not the small mom and pop.
No.
This is just not going to happen. It's just you got to prime the pump, get the brand awareness, and get the website dialed in, make sure conversion rates are in. And yeah, it's just, I know we can go all day about this, but we're almost near the end here. We're almost at 30 minutes, but I've enjoyed this conversation. So Frederick, where can people find out more about you and learn about your agency, Performance Partners, and how they can potentially work with you?
Yeah. So I post very consistently on LinkedIn. That's probably the best place. I'm on there all the time. Probably a little too much, but, they can find me there. They can hit us up on our website at performancepartners.agency. But I would say, if you have any questions, just message me, send me a DM on LinkedIn. I'm always willing to help. You know, not every brand will be a fit for us to help them, but I always like to give some tips, some strategies, some value to help other e-commerce brands, because I believe in the good karma. I believe it comes back to you. So regardless of whatever size your business and where it's at, just message me and I'll be happy to help.
Awesome. No, I appreciate the conversation. And like I said earlier, the media buyers isn't like a topic that comes up a lot for me to discuss, and getting to have someone that is in it every day and share their experiences is always good, so that other brands can understand what it takes to work with these type of affiliates. So I thank you for that.
No problem. Yeah. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, no worries. And if you're listening and you want to learn more, just reach out to Frederick. He gave you all his information. And Frederick, thanks again for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Rick.
Thank you for listening to the Rick McGinnis Show podcast. Never miss an episode by subscribing to the podcast in iTunes, Google Play, and wherever podcasts are available. To learn more about Rick, go to affiliateprogrammanagement.co.